You're listening to SBS News.
Dave Sharma is Australia's former ambassador to Israel and was the Liberal Party's by-election candidate for Wentworth, a Sydney seat with a large Jewish population. With his encouragement, Australia's former Prime Minister Scott Morrison made a decision in 2018 on Israel's capital.
Australia now recognises West Jerusalem being the seat of the Knesset and many of the institutions of government is the capital of Israel. West Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
It followed United States President Donald Trump's decision in December 2017 to formally recognise Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. But now, with Labor back in charge, there is a different point of view.
I want to make an announcement in relation to Jerusalem.
With those words, Foreign Minister Senator Penny Wong announced on Tuesday that Australia was unwinding the previous government's decision and returning to the decades-long position Australia held until 2018.
The Australian government remains committed to a two-state solution in which Israel and a future Palestinian state can coexist in peace and security within internationally recognised borders. We will not support an approach that undermines this prospect.
The policy reversal has not been viewed positively by everyone. Coalition leader Peter Dutton has accused Labor of trying to distract attention from bad news in the upcoming budget.
Frankly, it's as ham-fisted as we saw Richard Marles' attempt to try and throw journalists off the scent. You see some of the proposed spending cuts that the government's leaking at the moment. Why wouldn't they want to distract from that?
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid says he believes Australia has acted in haste. The Israeli Foreign Ministry's political director, Aliza Ben-Noon, summoned Australia's ambassador, Paul Griffiths, for more than 30 minutes on Tuesday. She told the ambassador that Israel believed the move would encourage extremist elements in the West Bank to stoke violence and could destabilise the region amid heightened tensions with Palestinians as a maritime border deal with Lebanon was close to completion. The political director also objected to the timing of the announcement, which came on Sukkot and Simchat Torah, a day when the Jewish people celebrate their special connection to Jerusalem. This Tel Aviv resident, Yuval Zinnenbank, says he objects to other governments getting involved in Israel's internal politics.
Well, as an Israeli Jewish and a Tel Avivian, liberal Tel Avivian, I would not want to live in Jerusalem in any way, but Jerusalem is the eternal capital of the Jewish people. It's not only belong to the Jewish people, it's belong to all religious.
Senator Wong has defended the move. She says the decision in 2018 put Australia out of step with majority sentiment in the international community. And she's accused the coalition of political games of its own.
And was received with great concern by members of the international community, and I think it is a matter of public record that concerns were expressed by Indonesia, amongst others. You know what this was, though? This was a cynical play, unsuccessful, to win the seat of Wentworth in a by-election. And what people saw was the Prime Minister of the day trying to play foreign policy in order to win votes in a seat.
Palestinian Ambassador Izzud Abdul Hadi says Labor has made the right call. He says he believes the status of the city should not be decided by the Australian government.
Reaffirmation and reaffirming also that Jerusalem is one of the final status issues and it should be resolved through negotiations between the two parties, Israel and Palestine.
Deborah Grok, SBS News.